This is very sad, I think, for the international community, for the Somalis who desperately need peace and security. It's bad for the region, and we hope that the international community will fulfill their pledge. It's not the first time that we received pledges from the international community. And we were expecting more troops from the African Union and the international community. The situation in Somalia is very fragile. Now we have an institution and a government who wants to make a difference, who wants to be accountable to their people, and we would like to see more efforts from the international community, in particular in the current AMISOM, who are in Mogadishu from Burundi and Uganda. They have been doing a fantastic job. They have got the confidence of the people, and despite the continuous challenges, continuous bombardment, continuous fighting from the opposition groups, they still remain confident, and we want that to be continued. So if this is true, and we want to say to the international community, we want to appeal to them, this is an urgent matter, and we want them to be given all the resources required for the AMISOM, as well as the extra troops that us as a government would require in order to bring peace and stability in Somalia.
How will this lack of payment for these troops impact on the government effort or AMISOM's and government effort in stabilizing the country?
The impact is huge. I think Somalis are facing enormous challenge from the international terrorism. As you know, most of the regions in the country are now controlled by Al-Shabaab, who has links with Al-Qaeda. So if this continues, what will happen is Al-Shabaab will become the next government, and we will see the next Afghanistan in Somalia, and that's what we don't want. We as a government are ready to face this challenge. From May to August, as you know, we have been faced continuous war against these international terrorist groups. We are committed, we are here, and we want the international community to realize that without AMISOM, it will be very difficult for the government to survive. It will be very difficult for the institutions who are trying to bring peace and stability in the country, who have a vision to bring this country to, by 2011, fair and transparent elections. So all these the transition and period that we will have to implement and all the, and our plans will be failed. So this is very serious from us.
How is your government's drive to recruit security personnel to stabilize the country?
We are we have been since we came to power February, and we started to reorganize our security forces. This has taken a long time, and the reason is twofold. One is the security force that we had were divided into previous TFG forces, the ones from the ARS and other militia groups. So for them, putting together, reorganizing, and required a lot of effort and time. Once we tried to put in place and we were going the right direction, then from May to August, we faced a continuous war against opposition groups, mainly Al-Shabaab. So that put us back into a situation where we couldn't develop as we wanted. And those are the two reasons why our security force are not up to the standard. But now we are in a position that we sent about a few thousand troops or Somali forces outside for them to have the training. Some of them returned and some of them went back. So I think that we hope within the next few months we see Somali forces in place, and we will hope to bring peace and stability in Mogadishu at least by the end of the year. Nevertheless, without the AMISOM troops, it will be very difficult for us even to survive, for the institution to function. So this is a dire need, and we want the international community to realize it is now or never. If we do not get the resources required at the moment for the TFG, the situation will be worse, and the international community will pay a heavy price in terms of next Afghanistan becoming in Somalia.